Here's the latest from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff.
Hey, Valley Sports Radio listeners, this is Kyle Gutshaw. Just a short drive north to Winchester is a great car dealership. It's Kern Buick GMC, and my father, Kevin Gutshaw, is the sales manager. He's always telling me how he loves working there because it's a real hometown, family-owned dealership that treats people fairly without the high pressure that you get from typical city dealers. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle or you just need service, try Kern Motor Company in Winchester. Kern Motor Company, your local family-owned dealership since 1946, online at KernMotorCo.com.
High school basketball Tuesday night. We had a doubleheader on Valley Sports Radio, and it began with the girls. The Strasburg top Central 53-42. A cold shooting start for the Rams, and the Falcons led by 11 in the second quarter. But Strasburg scored the final 11 points in the first half to lead by 6 at the break. Central immediately cut it to a one-possession game in the third quarter, and it was tight the rest of the way. The Falcons were up by 3 late in the fourth quarter, but then the Rams went on a 13-0 run. They got baskets from Jaden Stinnett, Hannah Mariner, and Alexa Gorrell, and then Emily Gorrell. And then Emily Gorrell made 6 free throws to finish off the Falcons. Gorrell led the way with 27 points on the night and 17 of 18 at the foul line. And she said the sluggish start was because of a new wrinkle from Central.
They were matched up on me, Alexa, and Jay, and then they were leaving the other two in the middle, making it hard for us to get it in the middle. And so we were expecting like a triangle two, maybe a box to one, but definitely not that. But we moved the ball. Once we started moving the ball, passing it, working around, just not settling for the first shot, we got open shots and knocked them down.
Also for the Rams, Hannah Mariner came alive in the second quarter, knocking down 4 three-pointers in that period, and then she made the go-ahead shot in the fourth. Leading the Falcons, it was Veronica Gordon with 20. Then in Game 2, the Central boys beat Strasburg 40-34, a tough physical game. And the points were hard to come by. The Rams led by 2 at the half, but went scoreless in the third quarter. And the Falcons led by a dozen after 3. But then Central went cold, and the Rams scraped their way back into the game, and they got within 2. But Central made some stops coming down the stretch and hit a few free throws to pull out the victory. Derek Batiz and Dylan Smith both led Central with 10. Josiah Warner's 9 points led the Rams. Elsewhere on Tuesday, the Stonewall Jackson girls fell to Rappahannock 62-51. The Generals had a 4-point lead at halftime. However, the Panthers went ahead in the third quarter and pulled away in the fourth. Jalen Baer had a big game for Stonewall, 25 points to lead the way. Aaliyah Ogle had 14 for the Generals. And the Stonewall boys fell to Rappahannock 59-45. Aiden Springer had 17 for Stonewall. Landon Brinkley, 10 points and 11 rebounds. And that's the latest from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff.